Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready to experience a breakthrough in your life? Have you ever felt like you're facing overwhelming obstacles? My friends, I'm here to tell you that God can tear down every wall standing in your way. If you're believing with me in faith, click the like button below. Today, we'll explore how God can bring down the walls in your life and usher in your long-awaited breakthrough. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're an athlete preparing for the biggest race of your life. You've trained for months, pushing your body to its limits. But on the day of the race, you arrive to find a massive wall blocking the track. It seems impossible to overcome, towering over you and stretching as far as the eye can see. This wall represents the obstacles in your life. Whether they be financial hardships, health challenges, broken relationships, unfulfilled dreams, or any other trials you may be facing. But just as Joshua faced the impenetrable walls of Jericho, you too can witness those walls crumble before you. In Joshua 6, verse 20, we read, "So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." This powerful moment reminds us that when we align our faith with God's instructions, even the most daunting obstacles can be overcome. Now, let us look at 3 essential aspects that can lead to your breakthrough. Number 1, identifying your walls. My friends, we'll begin by identifying the walls in our lives. These barriers come in many forms, each unique to our personal journeys. Some of you may be facing walls of fear that paralyze your progress. Others might be dealing with walls of doubt that cloud your vision of God's promises. Perhaps you're confronting walls of past failures that seem to define your future. Or maybe you're up against walls of unforgiveness that keep you trapped in bitterness. Whatever your walls may be, know that God sees them and is ready to act. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, we're reminded of God's power. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. This verse assures us that God's ability far exceeds our imagination. He can demolish walls we thought were permanent fixtures in our lives. But to experience our breakthrough, we must first acknowledge these walls. Denial only strengthens their foundation, making them harder to overcome. So today, I challenge you to confront your walls head on. Name them, recognize their impact on your life, but don't let them define you. Remember, these walls were not built by God, and they have no place in his plan for you. In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 5, we're given a powerful truth. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. These verses reveal that we're in a spiritual battle, but we're not defenseless. God has equipped us with mighty weapons to pull down strongholds. These strongholds are the walls in our lives that seem overwhelming. But with God's power, we can cast them down and bring our thoughts into alignment with his truth. As you identify your walls, remember that they're not stronger than your God. They may seem tall and imposing, but they're nothing compared to his might. In Jeremiah 1 verse 10, God declares, "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." God has given you authority to pull down.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And destroy these walls. You're not a victim of your circumstances, but a victor through Christ. Your walls don't define your destiny. God's promises do. So, my friends, take a moment to reflect on the walls in your life. What's been holding you back from experiencing God's best for you? What's been holding you back from experiencing your breakthrough? Is it a wall of fear preventing you from stepping into your calling? Or a wall of past mistakes making you feel unworthy of God's blessings? Maybe it's a wall of negative self-talk that constantly undermines your faith. Whatever it is, bring it before God right now. Acknowledge its presence, but also declare that it is only temporary. Your breakthrough is coming, and every wall in your life will come down. In Isaiah 45, verse 2, God makes a powerful promise. "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron." God is already going before you, preparing the way for your breakthrough. He's not intimidated by the walls you face. He's ready to shatter them. Those gates of bronze and bars of iron represent the seemingly impenetrable obstacles in your life. But to God, they're as fragile as glass, ready to be shattered by his power. So, my dear friends, as we identify these walls, let's also identify our God. He's the wall breaker, the way maker, the miracle worker. No wall is too high, no barrier too strong for him to overcome. Your breakthrough is not just a possibility. It's a promise from God. Every wall in your life will come down, not by your might, but by his spirit. In Zechariah 4, verse 6, we're reminded, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It's time to stop trying to break down these walls in your own strength. Instead, surrender them to God and watch him work on your behalf. Your breakthrough is coming, and it's going to be more amazing than you can imagine. Number 2, activating your faith. My friends, now that we've identified our walls, it's time to activate our faith. Faith is the key that unlocks your breakthrough and brings down every wall. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, we're given a powerful definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faith is the substance of your breakthrough, even when you can't see it yet. It's the evidence that your walls will come down, even while they still stand. But how do we activate this powerful force in our lives? First, we must understand that faith isn't passive. It's active and alive. James 2, verse 17 tells us, "Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Your faith must be accompanied by action to be effective. This doesn't mean striving in your own strength, but stepping out in obedience to God. When God told Noah to build an ark, Noah's faith was activated through his obedience. He didn't wait for the rain to start before he began building. His faith-filled action prepared him for the breakthrough that was coming. Similarly, your breakthrough requires faith-filled action on your part. What step of obedience is God calling you to take today? Perhaps it's forgiving someone who has hurt you deeply. Maybe it's stepping out to pursue that God-given dream that you've been putting off. Or it could be choosing to praise God in the midst of your challenging circumstances. Whatever it is, know that your obedience is watering the seeds of your breakthrough. In Mark 11, verses 22 to 23, Jesus gives us a powerful lesson on faith. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Your words have power when they're filled with faith. Start speaking to your walls as if they're already coming down. Declare God's promises over your situation, even when circumstances seem unchanged. Your breakthrough begins in your heart and mind before it manifests in the natural. Another key to activating your faith is surrounding yourself with faith-filled people. Proverbs 27, verse 17 reminds us, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Who are you allowing to speak into your life? Are they reinforcing your walls or helping you tear them down? Seek out relationships that strengthen your faith and challenge you to grow. Join a community of believers, like our Daily Jesus devotional community, who will stand with you in prayer and encouragement. Remember, your breakthrough isn't just for you. It's a testimony that will inspire others. As you activate your faith, also cultivate an attitude of expectancy. Expect God to move in your situation, no matter how impossible it seems. In Mark 9, verse 23, Jesus declares, "Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.'" Your belief opens the door for God's possibilities in your life. Don't limit what God can do based on your past experiences or current circumstances. He's a God of the impossible, and he delights in doing the extraordinary for his children. Activating your faith also involves persistency and prayer. In Luke 18, verse 1, we're encouraged. Then he spoke a parable to them. That men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep declaring God's promises over your life. Your breakthrough may not come instantly, but it will surely come if you don't give up. Remember the story of the persistent widow in Luke 18? Her persistence paid off, and so will yours. Another crucial aspect of activating your faith is gratitude. Begin thanking God for your breakthrough before you see it. In Philippians 4, verse 6, we're instructed, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Gratitude shifts your focus from your walls to your wall breaker. It reminds you of God's faithfulness in the past and builds your confidence for the future. Start each day by thanking God for the breakthrough. That's on its way. Also, remember that faith grows through challenges. James 1, verses 2 to 3 tells us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Your current struggles are not punishments. They're opportunities for your faith to grow. Embrace them as stepping stones to your breakthrough, not stumbling blocks. As you activate your faith, you're positioning yourself for the miraculous. Your walls don't stand a chance against a faith-filled child of God. Your breakthrough is coming, and every wall in your life will come down. Keep believing. Keep declaring. Keep expecting. Your moment of breakthrough is closer than you think. And number 3, embracing your breakthrough. My friends, as we've identified our walls and activated our faith, we now stand on the brink of our breakthrough. It's time to embrace the victory that God has prepared for you. Your breakthrough isn't just a possibility. It's a promise from God Himself. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, God declares, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God is about to do a new thing in your life. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. Those walls that have confined you are about to crumble. But how do we position ourselves to fully embrace this breakthrough? First, we must maintain an attitude of expectancy. Expect God to move in your situation at any moment. In Habakkuk 2, verse 3, we're reminded, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Your breakthrough has an appointed time, and it will not be late. Even if it seems delayed, keep expecting. Keep believing. God's timing is perfect, and He's never late." Next, we must be prepared to act when God moves. When the walls of Jericho fell, the Israelites had to be ready to march in and claim their victory. Your breakthrough may require immediate action on your part. Be ready to step out in faith when God opens the door. In Ephesians 5, verse 16, we're encouraged, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Don't miss your moment of breakthrough because you're unprepared or distracted. Stay alert. Stay ready, for your time of liberation is at hand. As you embrace your breakthrough, remember that it's not just for your benefit. God wants to use your testimony to encourage and inspire others. In 2 Corinthians, 1 verses 3 to 4, we're told, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Your breakthrough story will become a source of hope for others facing similar walls. Be prepared to share how God brought down your walls and ushered in your victory. As mentioned earlier, another key aspect of embracing your breakthrough is maintaining a heart of gratitude. Even before you see the walls fall, thank God for the victory He's bringing. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, we're instructed, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Gratitude positions your heart to receive all that God has for you. It demonstrates your trust in His faithfulness, even when circumstances haven't changed yet. As you embrace your breakthrough, be prepared for opposition. The enemy doesn't want to see you walk in victory. But remember, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4 assures us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." No force of darkness can prevent the breakthrough that God has ordained for you. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that victory is already yours in Christ. Embracing your breakthrough also means letting go of the past. Don't let past failures or disappointments hold you back from receiving your miracle. In Philippians 3, verse 13, Paul declares, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." It's time to forget what lies behind and press forward into your breakthrough. God's mercies are new every morning, and His plans for you are good. As you step into your breakthrough, be prepared for God to exceed your expectations. God's breakthrough for you may be far greater than you've imagined. Be open to His surprises and ready to receive more than you've asked for. Remember, embracing your breakthrough is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time event, but a continual walking in the freedom that God provides. Galatians 5, verse 1 encourages us, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Once your walls come down, don't allow new ones to be built. Stand firm in your freedom and continue to walk by faith. As you embrace your breakthrough, remember that it's just the beginning. God has even greater things in store for you. Your breakthrough today paves the way for future victories. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, God invites us, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know." Keep seeking God. Keep trusting Him, for He has more breakthroughs planned for your future. My friends, your moment of breakthrough is here. Those walls that have confined you are coming down. Embrace this victory with all your heart. Step into the freedom that God has prepared for you. Your breakthrough is not just coming, it's here. Every wall in your life is crumbling before the mighty power of our God. Walk in this truth, live in this reality, for you are a breakthrough child of God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray. to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the breaker of chains and the destroyer of walls. Your power knows no bounds, and your love has no limits. I stand in awe of your majesty, overwhelmed by your grace that sets the captives free. Lord, you are the God who parted the Red Sea and brought down the walls of Jericho. Nothing is impossible for you, and I praise you for your unmatched strength and unfailing love. I thank you, Father, for your endless mercy and compassion towards me. Thank you for never giving up on me, even when I face seemingly overwhelming obstacles. I'm grateful for your patience as I learn to trust you fully with every wall in my life. Lord, I come before you now, asking for forgiveness for my sins. Forgive me for the times I've doubted your power and tried to rely on my own strength. I also choose to forgive those who have trespassed against me, as you have forgiven me. Father, I pray now regarding every wall that stands before me, whether it's a wall of fear, doubt, past failures, or unforgiveness, I bring it before you now. Lord, just as you brought down the walls of Jericho, I ask you to demolish these walls in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every stronghold in my life is coming down. I rebuke the spirit of fear and doubt in the name of Jesus. I bind the power of past failures, and I break free from their grip in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that no wall is too high, no barrier too strong for your mighty power. I pray for a breakthrough in every area of my life that needs your touch. Lord, where there are financial walls, provide abundance and wisdom. Where there are walls in relationships, bring reconciliation and healing. For walls of sickness, I declare complete healing and restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for your blessings to flow freely in my life as these walls come down. Bless me with courage to step into the freedom you're providing. I pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. Lord, protect me from the attacks of the enemy who seeks to rebuild these walls. Shield me from discouragement, doubt, and fear that try to creep back in. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Break down the walls in their lives. Bring breakthroughs in their situations. Heal them, protect them, and shower them with your abundant blessings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's breakthroughs and victories. Father, we declare that our walls are coming down. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim the victory that you've already won for us on the cross. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to walk in freedom and boldness. We ask for your protection as we step into the new territories that you're opening for us. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs that you're bringing in our lives, families, and communities. We give you all the glory for the walls that are crumbling and the victories we'll experience. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.